This segment, folks, is brought to us by the Dallas Safari Club, Crockett's Family Resort on Houston County Lake down in East Texas, and Pro Angler Tackle.
Well, folks, our next guest is Mr. Jeff Rice, a good friend of mine. Now, Jeff has a ranch. He and his wife, Demi, they own a ranch up on the upper end of Lake Fork called the Bucket Bass Ranch. And I've hunted with Jeff and his family up there a lot. It's actually, I feel like, part of his family. I've been up there so much, but it's a great place. I thought we'd talk today a little bit about bringing new people into the fold as hunters. You know, not everyone grew up in the woods like I did, you know, when I was a youngster growing up, where hunting and fishing was really a way of life. So a lot of new people are coming into the sports, and that's what we want to talk about. Jeff, thank you for spending some time with us today.
Oh, not a problem. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning. You know, you just this past weekend introduced someone to their first successful hog hunt, I do believe, right?
I certainly did. I'm actually on a roll. I've taken several, two or three people that are first-timers and actually had some success, so yeah, it's exciting times to have someone that's never done this before get into the sport and then really take away an appreciation of it. That's the cool thing, you know?
You bet. I know through the years I've introduced people. You know, we always think about introducing youngsters to hunting and fishing, and that's very important, very important. And we need to do that every chance we get. But many times I've had people that I worked with that, you know, guys may be up in their 30s that just never were exposed to hunting, didn't grow up doing it, and invite them for a hunt or a fishing trip or something and turn them into outdoor animals. I mean, they, you know, they just literally loved it. So, you know, I mean, kids, we do need to introduce kids to hunting and fishing, but older people too, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and the difference between an older person and a youngster, I think the one thing is, you know, younger children getting into the hunting, you know, their attention span isn't near as long as an adult necessarily. So one thing I've found, Luke, is that in taking a youngster out hunting, you know, you want to do short hunts. You want to limit those. You want to kind of make them fun, because if, you know, you're going to lose that person real quick if it's boring, and, you know, you don't set an expectation with that person or the child. You know, you got to make it fun and not work. And, you know, there's a lot of other pieces that come into the whole, you know, getting someone out there to hunt. It all starts with, number one, with safety. You know, you have to be safe. You have to teach, I don't care if it's an older person or a beginner, safety. You know, secondly, you really got to set expectations for that individual, whether it's a child or it's, you know, an adult. As I mentioned, you want to make it fun. You know, you don't want to make it work, you know.
Exactly.
And I think a big piece isn't just preparation and practice. You know, I mean, you don't want to take someone out and say, oh, here's a gun, here's a bow, go at it. You know, that just doesn't work that way. You know, they have to know their equipment, know how it works. It's really education. You educate them. And then on the flip side, you educate them on conservation, why you're hunting, what you're doing, you know, and how good it is for, you know, for you to take out, you know, and harvest an animal.
You know, Jeff, very, very true. And you know, it carries over into fishing, too. Of course, I've trained a couple of sons and a lot of other youngsters, their friends and all, exposed them to fishing, you know. The worst thing, in my opinion, you can do with a youngster is go out and they need action and they need some success right away, you know. So species like catfish, sand bass, you know, white bass, yellow bass, species like that, stripers, where there's some action involved, are really good. Yep. You can really you can tire a young kid out if out chunking bait, trying to take him out to catch a 10-pound largemouth bass, you know, where you might catch one a month, you know. Right. Action is really, really important, I think, for kids to get them going. And
exactly.
Yep. And you know, Jeff, we here very soon, you hosted, well, I'm going to help you, a hunt, the Patriot Sporting Challenge there at Lake Fork that we attended last October. You gave a hunt away, they auctioned a hunt off in on your ranch there for hogs, and we're in just not too much, a couple more weeks, we're going to be down there with the folks that bid on that and won that hunt. I'm looking forward to that, too.
Oh, that's going to be a whole lot of fun, and I think they're going to be in for some good times. I was out at the ranch this weekend, and, of course, we shot a hog, but we saw so many hogs, so much sign. This time of year is exceptionally good because I think the animals don't have near as much to forage on, and those hogs are just they are chomping at the bit, so to speak, to get to that corn. So I know our guests are going to have a good time, my friend.
That's true. All wildlife can make it through the slack time, but late February throughout March is a noted time for it's a slack time for wildlife. The new vegetation hasn't come up. Of course, a hog, he's got that nose. He can root around and get roots and everything else, you know, but he's going to make it. But they are. I mean, now is a time, if you put out some corn in an area with hogs. I baited a spot kind of off the topic there, but some new land that I'm hunting went down, and I'm actually doing a newspaper article on the use of Google Earth, GPS, and all that in regard to scouting. And I went down and bait and found, using Google Earth and some trails and things that I found scouting, put out some corn and fixed up a place to shoot hogs. And that evening, the first one was right on it, you know. So even though you're in really good country with lots of, even your place, where there's hogs, there's more. If I had to go to a free-ranging place and shoot a hog, Jeff, at your place, there's none better, and that's the truth. But even there's places where you can expect to find them, right? You know, if you want to set up a corn feeder or whatever, they'll come anywhere, but there's areas that they prefer, you know?
Oh, you're absolutely right, and it's funny you mentioned, you know, the use of Google Earth and those type things. You know, I own my own property, and I still get on Google Earth and look at, you know, areas of my own property just to look for, you know, different things and come up with different, you know, ideas of setup based on wind, you know, the way the creek flows through the property, just different stuff. But you're absolutely right. That is a huge tool to use for any hunter, is to get out there and really kind of pre-scout by, you know, using technology.
Mm-hmm. Yep. In Campfire Talk, I visited with Larry Wysoon, and we were talking about, of course, I was a surveyor for 25 years, made my living locating little spots on the globe, you know, for whether it be for a bridge or a property corner or whatever. And back in the day, gosh, I could not imagine GPS and Google Earth and things like that. How useful would that have been back when I went through the electronic survey age, you know, where you have data collectors and all. Back in the 90s, I was still surveying then. But, gosh, now with GPS and the units that actually pull in the GPS signal and refine it to the point it's within an eighth of an inch of accuracy, you know, I mean, GPS is something that – and the apps that we can put on our phones now, you know, make scouting it takes it to a different level. Makes it a whole lot easier, Jeff, you know?
Well, I sure wish I would have had GPS when I was about 14 years old. I wouldn't have had to spend the night in the woods.
I remember that story. One of these times we may tell that story, you know? Jeff, I appreciate you being with us all the time. Folks, Jeff has been with us many times in the past. He's a great friend of mine, but he's also a heck of a outdoor videographer. And he edits his own videos. And, you know, Jeff, why don't you invite our listeners to go to watch some of your videos on your website?
Sure. You can go visit my website. It's www.buckandbassranch.com. Or you can find me on Facebook, Buck and Bass Ranch. But if you go to the website, you can just click on the Hunts tab, and there will be links to all the different videos I have out there for hunting. So go out there and enjoy.
You bet. And folks, make sure and watch the one where Jeff spears a hog. Very, very interesting. Jeff Wills, I look forward to our hunt for the Patriot Sporting Challenge, and hope to get down there and hunt with you real soon.
You bet, buddy. Good to talk to you.
If you're new to air gunning, I want to hook you up with Pyramid Air. Now, Pyramid Air is truly a one-stop shop for anything and everything that you would need related to air guns. Once on their website, you can search, research, make your order, and track your order all in one spot there on the website. Their staff is available to answer any and all questions. Let me give you the website. That's a good place for you to start. Just visit pyramidair.com, and that's spelled PYRAMYD air.com. And for any questions that you might have, here's the toll-free number, 888-262-4867.